This is Let's Talk Big, the Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is Carrie, a Memoir of Survival on Stolen Land, from 2020 recipient of the NEA Creative Writing Fellowship, Tony Jensen. It's a memoir and essays about gun violence, land, and indigenous women's lives. Now sharing passages, topics, and events related to the book, Carrie, a Memoir of Survival on Stolen Land, is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
We're here today with Let's Talk Big. I'm Jen Hazel, and I have with me
Jane Berger
and
Carrie Kavassis
and
Leah Kavassis.
We are in the presence of two very special people today, aren't we, Jane?
Oh, besides you and me, yes.
Wow.
Yes, besides us. And these two sisters have written a book, and we are going to be privileged by hearing them come and talk about this book next week, which would be November 9th in College Hall 100 at 11 a.m. So, Carrie, can you tell us a little bit about this book? And you should probably give it the name of it, too, while we're at it.
That is helpful.
Sure. It's Just Beneath the Surface. Obviously, my sister and I co-wrote it together. It is the story of three sisters, and we also are three sisters. We have a little sister as well. It's the story of three sisters that own a small apothecary shop in a small town called Seven Hills in Massachusetts. When essentially they are preparing for the All Hallows Eve parade and pageant, a brutal murder takes place in the town square, and the town starts to believe that maybe they or one of their friends were involved, and this threatens to uncover some family secrets that they have been dancing around as a family.
Ooh, I know, I know. This is way better than hearing Uncle Jesse last week at Authors. John Stamos, for those of you who are too young to know who Uncle Jesse was on Full House.
Yes. Well, I'm just way too young. I would not know that reference at all. So, Leah, can you tell us a little bit about why you decided to write this?
Sure. Yeah, it was. Carrie actually is the one who approached me with this idea to write together. And, you know, at the time, we were both dealing with a lot of stress from work and, you know, just kind of enjoying more simpler, I would say, entertainment, like trying to get away from some heavy things. And she was like, hey, I have this idea that we write this book together. What do you think? You know, are you interested in working on it? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, let's do it. You know, it sounded like, you know, it'd be a lot of fun. It'd be a more creative outlet for us. And at the time, and in my life too, I felt like, you know, work was kind of monopolizing a lot of my time. And I had made myself a goal to spend more time with family. So it really kind of came along the time that I was like, yes, this is a perfect opportunity to spend more time with my sister and to kind of flex some of those creative muscles and work off maybe some of this negative energy from work.
Awesome. That's so wonderful. We always need to get rid of negative energy from work.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We wouldn't know anything about that.
Carefully
we
that,
love
my
it
work.
Here. Yes. We love it here. I just have a question, and maybe Carrie, you could answer. The librarian in me always wants to know, did you have to do much or any research for this book?
Actually, we did quite a bit of research, which was, you know, more than I anticipated us having to do. But even as simple as something along the lines of it being set in Massachusetts, it was like, okay, what are the trees that are common there? You know, year did, you know, which trials take place? What was some common literature that was used during that time period? For example, in our book, we talk about the Malleus Maleficarum, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it was a book that was used by people to find and persecute witches during that time period. So we ended up looking up a lot about that, and that's weaved into the story. Ooh. So there's all kinds of things that you don't really anticipate. Mm-hmm. Even today, I was working on the second book today, and I was—
Sequel or prequel?
Sequel.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
And even today, which is very relevant to the first book, I was like, what does an old New England church look like? You know, I haven't even been to New England. So I Googled that and I'm looking at it and I'm writing. So, you know, as you go through, there are so many different things that you're even like, you know, what is common? What's, you know, a highway? Sure. What's, you know, all of that in the area? You know, we did a lot of research throughout the book.
Too bad you didn't get to go on site to do all this research.
That would have been fun.
Maybe at some point you're going to have to treat yourselves to that.
Yes.
I agree. I agree. Owen's sponsor?
Yeah. Well, as soon as the Big Read gets some more donations, we'll see what we can do.
Awesome.
So, Leah, tell us, whose idea was it roughly for, not idea to write it, but whose idea about this book? Like, where the first core of this came from?
Oh, that was totally Carrie. I am not even ashamed to tell this story. because it's actually pretty funny. So, when we decided we were going to work together and try to write a cozy mystery, and, you know, kind of tag-teaming on Carrie's response to the research question, part of that research was, what does a cozy mystery look like? How does that genre work? How do those books come together? You know, kind of what's the formula for, you know, what that should look like? And then once we kind of discussed, you know, this is the parameters of what it should be, we both wrote proposals of, okay, what is something that we could do for a series and, you know, kind of move from it for there. So we basically pitched ideas to one another, and honestly, mine wasn't great.
I didn't want to say it.
She's too kind. No, honestly, you know, she came like full force with this idea with Witches as Sisters, and it was just really entertaining. And you know, I thought it would be a lot of fun. And so honestly, that core initial idea, that came from Carrie.
So, you know, I'm going to ask, what was your idea?
Well, my idea was that there are these three sisters living in this town, and after a murder happens, it brings up this family secret where their biological father, when they were children, disappeared.
Okay, I don't think you should tell us anymore because people want to read it.
Yes.
But Leah, what was your idea?
My idea, it was like this girl who has her own like cleaning business, and as she is working with her different clients, like I'm like laughing because it seems so ridiculous now, she like basically stumbles onto these crimes and then does like little sleuthing as she's involved in this like cleaning business. So it's quite boring.
I don't know.
But yeah. That was my initial pitch. But I feel like I've gotten better since I've been able to kind of flex this creativity a little bit. So I have ideas moving forward that I think are a little bit better. You'll have to ask Carrie. But I think it's getting better.
Well, you know what's kind of interesting is I feel like Leah is so much more of the logistics person. There's even times when we're writing and I go like off the rails, so to speak. And I'm like, what if this happened in this? And she's like, no, 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 absolutely not. Because, you know, I will get into this mode where I'm like, I kind of want it to be over the top and, you know, all this, you know, wild things happen. And, you know, she'll definitely, you know, she says her ideas are boring, but I think we mesh well together as co-writers because I go crazy and over the top and she reels me back in and I make, you know, I poke her to go out of her comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah. It's a great partnership.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I want to know, where can I get this?
Go ahead, Leah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Our book is available on Amazon. So if you just do a search for Just Beneath the Surface, you know, we're going to be one of the top books that pops up there. And I would say you could also search by our last name, Kavasis, K KOVACSISS, but usually that's a little tough for folks. But yeah, look for us on Amazon, put in Just Beneath the Surface, and you'll see this beautiful, cover art that was done by our artist Maria, who put everything together. So if you're looking at a very colorful book, Just Beneath the Surface, that's ours. So check it out.
Awesome. That is fantastic. So I also forgot to mention, Carrie, you work here?
I work here.
We're very lucky.
Do you want to tell us what you do?
Sure. I teach sociology here. This is actually my 10th year here, exactly. I was hired fall 2013. I've taught every semester here, including the summer since I've been hired. And I've taught everything from social problems to multicultural diversity to medical sociology when that was available.
Wow. Wonderful. And Leah, tell us what you do. I mean, when you're not writing, clearly.
Yes, of course. I work for the State Highway Patrol in Columbus, Ohio. So I am actually the executive coordinator of our members assistance team. And what that is a critical incident response team that's made up of peers, so other employees, that provide basically like mental health first aid after one of our members goes through a critical incident. Or maybe they're going through some stuff at home. We help connect them with more extensive resources depending on their needs, or we're just available to listen to them and help them get through that initial incident.
Wonderful. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us today. So on behalf of myself and Jane, I'm going to be on behalf of her today too, and Carrie and Leah, thank you. Keep talking big. If you want to hear more from us, you can listen to us on the Owens Outcome Student Media Center YouTube channel. And if you just cannot get enough of Carrie and Leah, like Jane and I here, then you want to make sure that you see them on campus, College Hall 100, November 9th at 11 a.m. All right. So on behalf of everyone again, keep talking big.
Join us again for Let's Talk Big, The Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. And the-